The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Remember, in these very tumultuous times, very few things are as they seem on the surface. There is always much more going on behind the scenes. Much more. We have a great honor tonight to have Dr. Peter Bregan on with us this first hour. We're going to talk about the obvious, and that is the lawsuit that was filed against he and Ginger by Dr. Robert Malone in the trivial amount of $25 million. We have many questions. We have much to go through. Let me first say hello to my friend Peter Bregan of at least two decades ago back on this program, and I've always admired him and Ginger greatly. Welcome back, Peter.
Oh, thank you in these troubled times for being one of the first people to come and say, "Hi, how are you doing, Peter and Ginger?" You're really wonderful, and well, you were there when we were fighting the psychiatric system, you've been there when we were fighting COVID-19, and now you're there where I'm getting blowback on being a leader of the, you know, the freedom movement.
Yes, you are. If you look in headlines at the website, you'll see a beautiful picture of Peter and Ginger and two of their Shelties, and that really touches me. The best friend I may have ever had, Peter, was a Sheltie, and I lost him two years ago this month, and I see those pictures, and I know what you two have there in those wonderful little special beings. They're the best, just the best. So thank you for that picture. It was a very, very warming for me. All right, let me do a little bit of background, just a little. it seems that there is a lot going on now, a major effort to stun and stifle the alt-news coverage of the COVID vax bioweapon massacre that's going on. These revelations are huge. They are most certainly found in Peter and Ginger's book, which I'll mention in just a minute. But who is, and a lot of people really don't know, even though he's kind of a household name to many, who is Dr. Robert Malone? I first saw, I call him Bobby, because we're both from Santa Barbara, and I claim territorial rights. Anyhow, I first saw him on the Brett Weinstein program, The Dark Horse. And that was, 2021. It goes back a while.
Yeah, it's not long ago, really.
He and Steve Kirsch were essentially launched on that program, if launch is the right word. They were new. They were quite different in their personalities. And I watched very carefully. I've been in this business 35 years. And I know what I see. And I saw a launch. And I knew that these people were both going to become major figures, major names, players in this whole horror that was already well established and more than obvious. This launch led to several big money production documentaries on Dr. Bobby Malone, which portrayed him as a man who basically changed sides in the biggest civil war since the original Civil War. He was coming to rescue us. He was going to be a hero. These films, these documentaries, forgotten what they were called now, the company, they were produced with big money. These were not little trivial things. So there was it was obvious to me and many of you listening that Malone was being promoted in a very substantial way for a reason. All right, then there was the three-hour Joe Rogan interview with Dr. Robert Malone this last January, which, among many things, saw Dr. Malone present himself out of one side of his mouth as a humble horse ranch owner, but also brag prolifically about his enormous career background. It goes back decades in vaccine development, virology, and all related disciplines. And I would say to myself, okay, he's bragging about this. He knows. He knows what's going on. So does Tony Fauci. They know what's going on. They know this is a genocide program. That was my response to that interview, the parts of it. He also bragged during the interview with Rogan about his many, many friends who are deep in the American intelligence community, deep state. Well, why would he do that? Because he has many friends in the deep state. So Malone becomes pretty much a household word, as I mentioned, who has been surrounded since then by a lot of both pro and con articles, essays, editorials about just whose side is he really on. A lot of people questioning his real allegiances. And then Peter Bregan and Ginger Bregan's book comes out. And the title of the book is COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. And oh, are we ever the prey? And believe me, people are dying in this country and many other countries, tens, if not hundreds of thousands a day now. If they have, in fact, delivered over 13 billion injections to over 5 billion people on this planet, you can count on it. People are dying. Either they've already died, they're in the process of last stage of life, or they're headed to that very predicament. Because these shots are not vaccines, were never intended to be vaccines, couldn't be vaccines. They are essentially genocidal massacre injections. That's what they are. That's me speaking. I'm not talking for Peter. Okay, so then we've got the book. Tremendous book. It's kind of like the Bible of this whole horror by the Bregans. And then the lawsuit is announced. Now, I'm going to quote from this article that is on Rents. At the ages of 71 and 86, Ginger and I are in the fight of our lives. In all of our years of doing reform work, no individual and no group has ever been so intensively and persistently attacking us on a personal level as Dr. Robert Malone. Starting ever since August 2022, when we criticized his concept of mass formation psychosis in depth without even mentioning his name. So the upshot of that is Dr. Robert W. Malone filed a lawsuit on October 30th, 2022, about a month ago, against Peter R. Bregan, M.D. and Ginger Bregan, seeking damages of $25,350,000. Yeah, call it $25 million. First question, friend. How much of a shock to the both of you was this notification that you've been sued for that amount of money by Malone? Or did you have any inkling you might be in trouble with him?
Well, we knew from the beginning because when I criticized the concept of what he calls mass formation psychosis, as it had been originated without the psychosis part by Matthias Desmet. Matthias Desmet came up with this idea. I don't know where he got it from because he hasn't ever published anything about it. And he's a psychoanalyst. He's not a big sociological philosopher guy. And the concept of mass psychosis, and it had a lot of appeal to people, was that the reason you see so many upset people around you giving into the vaccines, wearing their masks, staying 6 feet apart, being so frightened, staying in their homes, doing whatever they're told. The reason for this is that they have a mass psychosis. Well, I'm a real expert in one area for sure, which is the how psychiatry is used as a weapon. And I could see that if we started diagnosing people on a political basis as being psychotic, there was no end to this. And since Malone was a physician, not a psychiatrist, a virologist, but an MD, he's got, you know, he can work on diagnoses. And since Desmet is a psychoanalyst, professor of psychology, he led some professionalism to it, that we were going to be in real danger. There was something about this I didn't like. In fact, I also didn't like the fact that Desmet in his book, and I don't think I have to mention name his book, you can if you like, but Desmet in his book says, well, it's a psychology of totalitarianism. He says in his book that people who come up with theories about the elite, the so-called elite, people who come up with theories about somebody other than themselves being to blame for their condition,
right,
they develop these ideas out of a mental distress of anxiety, and they're a part of this mass, what he just called the mass formation. They're part of this, and their ideas are wrong. They're just blaming their own anguish on the people in power, because the people who drive totalitarianism in the last 100 or so years are the people themselves more than their leaders. Well, that's patently crazy. In the last 100 years, we've had Hitler, we've had Stalin, we've had Mao, we've had people in Cuba and all over Venezuela.
Pol Pot, the list is a long.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Chairman
slaughtering.
Mao.
Yeah, literally slaughtering hundreds of millions of people to get them under control and terrorizing them and using modern techniques of mind bending stuff. So the idea that to blame people, why would you do that? Well, to exonerate and to avoid something like the Nuremberg Code, to avoid, you know, people holding me responsible, to avoid people fighting. Because if you can't identify the enemy, you can't fight. Now, Malone's never said this. Desmet has said, don't try to get rid of the elite by any kind of force. Don't get, you know, that won't do you any good because it's really your own fault.
Don't try to get rid of the elite because it's your own fault. Desmet.
Basically, yes. Yes.
So just roll over, put on the leg irons, and do what you're told. Right.
Yeah, basically, that's right. In fact, he said it'll be even self-defeating. But now, I don't know about Desmet and where he stands, but he's been critical of Malone himself. In several films, two of them with Malone and one without, he actually says, well, I'm not so sure about this psychosis thing. That's not me. I'm a psychologist. That has clinical implications and there's ethical implications. He doesn't tell us what. He repeats this a few times, clinical, ethical, and I'm not comfortable with it, but it made us famous. And then we, with Malone, they laughed about it, made him famous because of Malone developing this idea or getting it from someplace else and making it famous. But that is not what the basic issue finally came down to for us. But at any rate, Malone started sending us nasty emails, then a threatening phone call, then a threatening demand letter telling us to stop. So we weren't not expecting. It wasn't out of the blue. Stop criticizing Desmond. Stop criticizing me. Stop saying, and then he accused me of things I never say. But, stop following my work and criticizing it publicly. But he's a public figure. As you said, he had this coming out party to be a political figure. So we said, no, we're not. We're going to keep on doing what we're doing. And he meanwhile sent us this demand letter, which said, you pay me a lot of money. You've made me miserable. You've made me so unhappy. I told one person I was ruining his marriage. And, you got to stop what you're doing.
Now, for our listeners, and we want to be sure this is not Desmond you're talking about.
This is Malone.
It's Malone.
Thank you.
This is
Dr. Malone, the famous Dr. Malone, who claims he invented the mRNA technology, basically invented the vaccines, and also influenced the DNA technology, like the most brilliant scientist in history.
Right.
So we are, he could tell that when the Bregans, if anybody reads our book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey, you'll see that we are real researchers. Together, we have like more than 20 books. Ginger's co-authored 4 of them. I've got about 70, 80 scientific articles. I am so accurate that I've testified in over 100 cases in court on issues about psychiatry and medicine and the FDA. So
Some of those stories from way back.
So I'm, I don't, as you know, Jeff, I don't fuss around with non-facts.
Nope.
But then something else we notice, which is that while Malone is pushing himself to the top, he's stepping on other people's faces. So I start looking at who are the people he's criticized, because things are kind of coming apart in what we call the health freedom movement. He steps on its two leading scientists, the two most respected scientists in the entire world when it comes to looking honestly at the COVID, I think the two most, Peter M. McCullough, who's written an introduction to our book, so certainly I love him, Harvey Reich from Yale, and they're like very top. And then he goes after one of the top experienced persons who's been doing this before him, Judy Mikovits. Then he goes after Karen Bonita, who's organizing a good part of the Patriot part. She's working with the Patriots and the Christians, and she's bringing so many people into the freedom movement. So he goes after her just violently. He goes after Jane Ruby, who is a very brave and courageous PhD who's been investigating in this area. And he goes after Stu Peters. You may know Stu pretty well, and he's really a great radio guy. So he's going after a lot of people. Then he goes after the two, and this is mostly in public, in writing. Then he goes after the two organizations, it turns out, that I most admire in our movement. He goes after America Out Loud, criticizing them, writing nasty things to them, threatening to sue them. And he goes after the wellness company. And the wellness company, I won't mention the name of its wonderful founder, leave him out of this, but that's the organization that grew out of Zev Zelenko's work. And Zev is gone, but some of the profits will be going to Zev Zelenko. Zev Zelenko, a dear, beloved friend, is right up there with Peter McCullough and Harvey Reich as being top scientists. And he goes after us. And then he's going after America Out Loud and the wellness company. So I write an article about it. That's my right as an American citizen. I don't accuse
him of
anything.
Well, he's a public figure, Peter. Of course you have that right.
Yes, right. Of course I do. So I name the people that he's attacking. And I say, this is not right. And I don't mention that he's warned me with a letter that he's going to sue me and make me pay for all his suffering. Without naming a number, but having a lot of numbers from expensive lawsuits as examples. And it turns out, that was too much for him, apparently. So about a month after the October 30th, he comes out with the lawsuit. Now, none of the lawyers I've talked to thinks that the lawsuit has merit. it's going to cost a lot of money, and I'm working on finding just the right lawyers, because I need lawyers who aren't going to say to me, "Be quiet, Pete." Most of the lawyers I talk to, I say, "Oh, okay, Pete, but you know, we're going to take 3 months to do this, to respond, and you've got to not talk about him at all, for goodness sakes, Pete." It's like, give up your First Amendment rights because he's threatened you. No. So I think we may have now found a lawyer. We're going to keep looking, who will just be right there for us and let us speak truth.
I sent you one suggestion. I don't know if that was any help or not. I sent it to
Ginger. I'm trying to remember. That's the risk of asking me something on the air because I have so much going on in my head.
I don't want to name her. That's okay.
You did. And we checked out with her. I don't think she would take our case. Her specialty is appeals. Thank you for telling me as a woman. Her specialty is appeals, and she's really big time. You know, she's probably expensive, but she was very. But she's her specialty is. She's not going to, you know, you need somebody who does these defamation suits, I think. But we did check her out.
If I might, let me say a couple of things here.
I'll speak
right to my former Santa Barbara co-resident, Robert Malone. Bob, what's the deal? You're either fighting for the good guys or you're not. This suit is going to do nothing for anybody except cause grief. Is this something that came from your vaunted deep state intel community friends that are running a lot of the show that we're being subjected to? Was this their idea? Let's stop Peter and Ginger and then let's step on them and show everybody else what can happen if you don't play ball our way. Is that what it is? Were you forced to do this? I don't have the answers. Only you know the answers to that. But I would say, drop it. This is stupid. It's a complete waste of time. It turns everybody away from finding out the facts of the truth of this massacre that's going on, which you have made efforts to try to bring people's attention to, especially with regard to children and getting them shot up with these bioweapons, which are not vaccines. So that's to your credit. You know, there's room for everybody here. We don't need this. All right, we're going to pause just for a couple of minutes and come right back with Dr. Peter Breggin after this. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Talking with the brilliant Dr. Peter Breggin, who, along with Ginger, have been named in a $25 million useless, dumb, I'm speaking for myself, stupid lawsuit, which is going to go, if there's any justice at all, it's going to go nowhere. It's designed, obviously, to further confuse and fragment the field of people who are coming together to try to tear this horrible, deadly, worldwide psychological operation down. It's not a vaccine. Just remember that. It's a bioweapon. Okay? It's owned by the DOD. Department of Defense. Look at the Pfizer documents that recently came out. DARPA, DOD. That's where it came from. So they're not interested in our health. No. Now, Malone does have a very large and long and storied background in vaccine development. We know that. They're called medical countermeasures for biological warfare. He's got a lot of patents. He's very well known. In a way, Dr. Robert Malone is the new Dr. Peter Duesberg. You remember the name Dr. Duesberg, some of you? He was an intel asset who tried to debunk that the AIDS was caused by a virus foundation and tear it apart in a book. It wasn't all that successful, although a lot of people did believe it. Go ahead, Peter.
Can I address that for a minute?
Of course.
Yeah, because I want to be sure that we just, you know, really good solid ground. We don't at this point know if he's an intel asset. What we do know
Duisberg. I was talking about Duisberg.
I wanted to make that clear, that's
very
Duisberg.
Good.
And we don't know that about him. The other thing is that, and this is so interesting, he has claimed that he has let go of all his relationships to the deep state. And we have in particular cited one that we found he had continued. And that is the deepest of deep in the state, and that's NIH Active. NIH Active is like Klaus Schwab in the and his great reset right at NIH. Mm-hmm. It brings together Bill Gates's and one other big foundation with, you mentioned, the Department of the DOD, Department of Defense is there. All the big health people are there. And it brings together all of the major drug companies all together. This is the great reset. This is the great working together of industry, defense, and health, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so when I pointed that out, he said, oh, I stopped that not long ago, he says. And
Duisberg.
One of his responses
interesting.
To one of my
critics. Because I want to repeat what I said. Most people viewed him as an intel asset running a hell of a psyop. That's what most of the people I knew were thinking at the time. So good. I'm glad you made that clear.
It's Malone. But listen, so he denies it in public. He says, I no longer belong there. And guess what he lists as in his bio? And it's suing me on the complaint, suing me. He lists NIH Active after saying he's no longer associated with them. So the man comes this way and that way. One other comment, and then maybe we could address other things. The way he got famous was very simple. He said, I invented the NRA, the mRNA platform, and basically I invented the vaccines that are being used in America. He has on one occasion at least tacked on that he's contributed to the DNA vaccines. There have now, and his wife has written this massive letter to the world about how her husband's been so taken advantage of and harmed and hurt. They do this professionally, practically, this complain about people and attack people. And the claim they're making is that he did invent all this stuff. Okay, there have now been 5 awards given by various organizations for helping invent, because obviously no one person is likely to have invented this. 5 people participating in the inventing of the mRNA platform, and one person also got an award for the DNA platform. And there's no mention there at all of Malone.
He's not there. Interesting. So, I know a couple of people who were involved definitely, and they've just gone silent. They just kind of vanished. I won't even mention their names, but yes.
Yeah, they're probably afraid of Malone, because one of the 2 people that has gotten shares a $3 million award for the invention or the production of, you know, the early stage stuff that Malone was involved in. He was involved in stuff. The early stage when he's involved, one of them is two folks that get the main $6 million award. And one of them, according to The Atlantic and according to one of the big science magazines, Malone told her to stop making that claim. And they had literally an email from him saying, or it will not turn out well for you.
I remember when you and Ginger posted that. I ran it. Facts are facts. And you two are, there are no better researchers anywhere, period. And you do not put stuff out there unless it's been factually verified. I know this.
Yeah, we were verified ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
listen,
there are
I want
other
people to go ahead.
No, there are other things. There are other things too. And I ran this, and Dr. Malone knows this. He did an interview in Hawaii in which he said, and I'm paraphrasing, when I ran the video on my program, we need to get as much vaccine into our adults and seniors as quickly as we possibly can. And not long after that, he was all of a sudden anti-vaccine. It's not a vaccine, but we'll call it that. So I played that on the program, and it resulted in some ramifications for the gentleman who did the interview with him directly on the telephone. We'll leave it at that. You can figure it out, friends. I don't want to drag anybody else into this, but there's a history here of tough talk against people who are not doing what certain people want them to do. How's that? I've got to stand a little bit aside from this, but you'll understand. Go ahead, Peter.
Well, one of the things I'm thinking is that I'd like to move away from my love, because as you said now, thank you for giving me so much time at a time when we're under attack. I can't tell you what a gift that is, and I really, really, really appreciate it. So does Ginger. And you were kind enough to call us and say, and invite us on. I mean, I just can't tell you my gratitude for that, because you have a wonderful audience, wonderful show, and also for getting our book out to such a wonderful audience. I really, really appreciate that. So let's move a little bit, because there's a lot of other things going on, and Malone ain't talking about them, and we need to. First of all, some of the stuff you may know deeper than I, because we've been a little distracted. I think it's really interesting, and maybe you want to comment on it, that this thing seemed, this bike protein, this whole thing they developed, seems to be, have evolved a lot out of the defense establishment. Now, I knew they were paying, they were along with Fauci's people, and Fauci at NIH, the defense was also contributing money to this kind of research. Do you have more new information on this?
Do I have more information on the spike protein and its genesis?
And the Defense Department
There are stories on my site which allude to the Pfizer documents that a judge ordered released that showed DARPA and the DOD were involved in the creation of this, I call it a bioweapon.
So I can go on your website and get that.
I'll send it to you. But it's been out there. It's been in a number of different stories. And it's not encouraging. This is not a health vaccination.
No.
There are so many different ways that the spike protein and the mRNA itself can terminate life in people. It's anti-life. This thing goes right in and knocks off the iron from the hemoglobin of red blood cells. What does that do? Well, first of all, those red blood cells are no longer able to carry oxygen around the body, which they must do 24 hours a day. And you've got unbound iron now beginning to pile up and do enormous damage. Unbound iron is a toxin. And the hemoglobin itself, when it's unbound, is not the best thing in the world for you. So that's just one thing the spike protein does. It also causes normal bodily produced proteins to misfold. And once they're misfolded, they begin to aggregate and agglutinate together in fibrils. Those little fibrils then in and of themselves aggregate together and become bigger fibrils, which eventually become clotting material. And those are the amyloid clots that people are talking about now. They look like rubber. They're not blood clots. These are all caused by the spike protein, which, according to Dr. Chetty of South Africa, is the most evil, deadly thing that humankind has ever created. This was a creation. It's a totally synthetic protein. The S protein, the spike protein, which is also being shed person to person. If you're shot up, you're shedding it to other people, either through bodily fluids, you shake hands, you exhale, that's the aerosolization, so to speak. It's being spread to people. And we're worried that mRNA itself might be being also spread to people. This is a bad thing. So, I'll get this material over to you.
Okay. very much. There's so many problems going on. You know, the World Health Organization, the current administration has actually sent amendments in to remove all the restraints on the power of the World Health Organization. There's something called the International Health Regulations that govern what the World Health Organization does. It's a part of the UN. We've signed on to the UN. We've signed on to the World Health Organization until Trump withdrew them. And, of course, they got immediately put back by a sort of president. And, by the way, with money from Bill Gates, money from Communist China, supporting the World Health Organization, it's a kind of a cutting edge for them. It's like a spike protein among organizations for them, for the predators of the world that we describe. And the administration actually sent in a change of amendments that would not require the head, who's a communist named Tedros. I mean, literally a communist, been an agitator in his life.
He's a thug.
Yeah.
He's a terrorist. Thug.
That's right. He is. Yeah. Well, he's the head, and it would. And he's not a doctor. He's the first one ever not to be a doctor. He was put on there by China, the World Health Organization, and the man doesn't have a medical degree. It would empower him to take actions against any nation without their permission, instead of with their permission, if he thinks they're a health problem to the world. And they define health as everything, like quality of schooling, poverty, racism. There's nothing that the UN and World Health Organization don't define as affecting health. And nobody in the major media complained to this, nobody at all, but a bunch of us fought it. Even got to talk to some people in the, Congress and stuff for the first time in a while. I've done that in a while. And the Africans really didn't like it because I think they have a real sense of the dangers from the World Health Organization. And we pushed it back temporarily at a last minute at their big annual meeting in May. But now they're getting going. Now they may bring it back next May, but now they're going for treaties. They're going to try to get our country to accept something that's a treaty, but they'll call it a declaration or an agreement so that they can say it's not for the Senate. And then all they'll need is the signature of the president or the secretary of state or the high-ranking health person or somebody appointed by them. So they just one signature from a variety of places, and they will have a treaty which gives over to the World Health Organization healthcare sovereignty in the United States and any other country that signs for anything that touches on world health. I mean, we'll end up with the blue hats in this country, monitoring what we do in our world health. And there have been progressives and real left-wingers who wanted to do this. But this is beyond the political parties. This is nobody protested in America except the small group that we are. I don't know, hundreds of docs and other healthcare professionals protested, but we had a lot of trouble getting Congress interested. They blew it off mostly. So, folks, the people in charge want to take away our sovereignty. That's the big issue I want to alert you to. The two things the globalists hate with all their heart, because these two things stop them. One is a sovereign nation and one is a sovereign person. So if you have a sovereign nation with sovereign persons, like we were beginning to move in a direction with Trump, that's why they wanted to destroy Trump, folks. They didn't want to destroy him because he was a blowhard. They didn't want to destroy him because he was orange. They didn't want to destroy him because he was a Republican. They wanted to destroy him because early, before he even was elected, he said, I'm not a globalist. I'm against globalists. He did it in confrontation with the Koch family, who are globalists. They're wealthy Republicans who are as bad as anybody else, being globalists first. They want to open immigration and stuff. And so the whole problem we're facing now is to get America together and hopefully some other of our constitutional democracies and reestablish, as we tried to do and we got cheated again in the past election, reestablish an American constitutional government. Klaus Schwab has said in his book, he's the Great Reset guy, that he can't have a great research, they can't have globalism, they can't have collectivism. Globalism is a form of collectivism. You can't have it if there's a strong America, and you couldn't have it under Trump. States it outright. So what this should not be about Trump. It should be about patriotic, freedom-loving, God-fearing Americans, because that's who are standing up for America first. America first means globalism, not at all. And that's what they don't want. Does that make sense, Jeff?
Sure does. Yeah. Yeah, very well said.
That's what I'm seeing going on. That's what the COVID-19 and the global predators is about. Mm-hmm. It goes from COVID to this whole massive thing. You know, we have always had empires in this country, folks. From 250, 300 years before the birth of Christ, we had empires that were as violent as they could be, dominating China, dominating India. By the time the Europeans came to America, when they got to Mexico, they found themselves face to face with one of the most brutal empires we've had, the Aztecs. So we've always had empires, like the Russian Empire, the Nazi Empire. We were fighting empires in World War II. Yeah, all those groups, China, they all wanted, when Mao took over China, they all wanted to be emperors of the world.
Sure.
And but now that they don't have to fight on ground anymore. Now they've got these new global coalitions. They're going to have passports. They're going to have, e-money.
Digital money. Oh, yeah.
Digital money to control you and control the world.
Sure.
And so if that's...
Social credit scores, it's all coming.
Social, that's right.
The model is communist thanks. China. That's the baseline model.
That's the model, and we are supporting it with our Western globalists because that's where they think they'll have their money and power. I think they're stupid. They'll get eaten up by China, but it's coming all from China. I think we see things very similar.
Yes, sir.
It's really
absolutely.
Cool.
I call them the kingdom of killer ants. They're ready to overrun almost anything. They've been stealing from America, our R&D, research and development, for 40, 50 years. The former director of the Fort Detrick Bioweapons Lab quit. Why did you quit? I got sick and tired of going into our most secure black ops labs and finding more non-American citizens in there every day, primarily Asians, Chinese. And I just said, what the hell is this? And he quit. He said, I'm not going to be part of this. They're stealing all of our stuff. So, and they were, and they are. Here's another headline from Pfizer. RSV vaccine given during pregnancy, says Pfizer, protects newborns. It's all gone mad, but by design, nothing coincidental here. No happenstance. These people know what they're doing.
Yeah. One of the things we described in the book, and that if Trump's policy, was very early in March when everybody was saying that the SARS-CoV-2 came out of, and some people still say that, out of these Chinese meat markets. They did not. The SARS-CoV-2 came out of research going back at least to 2004 when there was an outburst, a small outbreak, but that went worldwide of SARS-CoV. Nobody knows where that came from. That could have been from the lab. And ever since then, they've been playing with SARS virus and SARS-CoV virus ever since.
Yeah.
And then we found, amid all this discussion about China couldn't have done it, what is all that, we found a 2015 article of a Chinese collaboration with the United States of America making these things, and Trump cut that off.
Well, there's another reason they wanted to crush him. This, and I'll go back to say what I said earlier. I do believe that Fauci and people like Malone know a hell of a lot more than they'll ever admit. They know what's going on. They know all this stuff. And I'll also say that, Robert, you're welcome on this program. I always give equal time if you'd like to come on, present your side of the issue. You're welcome to. I'm very grateful for Peter and Ginger, though. What they had, their sacrifices over the years have been extraordinary, and I think that this book is a great testimonial to the kind of people they are. It's an enormous achievement, great contribution to the world. Is there anything else I can do for you tonight, Peter?
Well, let me say that if you want to keep track of our work, go to Bregan.com and get our free Bregan alerts. We've got tens of thousands of people that get them. The opening rate reaches 50%, and the average opening rate on these kinds of things is like 8% or 5%. People really like what we're doing. They're free. It will keep you up with our work, other people's work. And that's the starting point. You'll find out I have my own TV and radio show. And then Ginger and I, it's a riot to listen to us. We have our own radio show together on America Out Loud now. So it's 6 p.m. on Thursday, 5 p.m. on Thursdays on America Out Loud. Peter and Ginger will kid each other a little bit and give you all kinds of amazing stuff. But you'll find out about what we're doing. You can look it on the look up media and other stuff on Bregan.com. And please get our free alerts. And all up top is all the information on Robert Malone. It's readily available right there.
Very good. Give them the URL again, the address to go to.
Bregan.com, Bregin.com.
Couldn't be any easier. Getting emails here coming in. Great interview. Tell Dr. Bregan we love him. We want more. So you've got a lot of support out there.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. We've even had people off to give us money. We haven't even put up anything, but I think we should put up one of those contribution things.
Put a donate button up there, sure.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We've been getting so much support, but this support from you, the best ever.
Peter, I'm honored. Thank you. Give Ginger a hug, and we'll talk soon. I'm here. You know where to get me.
Oh, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Bye-bye, America and the world.
Okay, Dr. Peter Bregan, and just to give you an idea of what's going on, this kind of lawsuit is not going to help our movement. No chance. It's going to hurt it. What do you think? Connect the dots? Back with more in just a few minutes.